Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power right at every seat, so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
You're listening to KNKX, and our travel expert, Matthew Brumley, has just returned from yet another trip. This time, he stayed put in North America, visiting the Mountain West of the United States. He tells 88.5's Ed Ronco all about it on Going Places.
Where were you? What did you see?
We went, 1,600 miles. Drove from Colorado through Wyoming, where the speed limit is 80, so that means everyone's doing 90. So you're really flying through there. Spent the night in Sheridan, which was a cool little town. And then from Sheridan, we drove north to Little Bighorn. And what was really great about being there at this time of year is we drove up to the gate at about 9 in the morning, and nobody was there. There wasn't a single, not another car. The park was open. The visitor center was open. So they put the movie on just for us, you know, saw the gravestones and walked through the battlefield. And, you know, like I said, there was nobody there this time of year. So another good reason to travel in the off season.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about national parks before on Going Places, and often it's in the context of book now, go early,
right, have patience.
In the off season, it sounds like it's a different story.
We didn't have a single reservation. We didn't even know we were going to sleep until about 5 o'clock every night. Huh. And never had an issue anywhere. We drove from there up to Bozeman, Montana. And then we drove from Bozeman south through Yellowstone, saw some bison on the side of the road, some elk, and went to Jackson Hole. And spent some time there and a night there at a beautiful hotel right on the square. Everything was like half off. And then we went to dinner at a beautiful restaurant. And they said, oh, by the way, our entrees are 2-for-1 tonight. I mean, it just seemed like it was like one deal after another and nobody was around. I mean, even in Jackson Hole, you'd walk through the town, which is a pretty touristy town. But because, you know, ski season has ended or it's coming to an end and summer season hasn't started, that this is, you know, for the mountain towns, even Whistler, it's kind of there's a lull during this time period.
The skiers don't need it. The summer travelers don't need it. So it's all yours.
That's right. And the locals that I was talking about, I said, this is amazing. I mean, I'm in Jackson Hole. Then we went from Jackson Hole, by the way, to Sun Valley. Same thing. Nobody's there. And, you know, the trails are open. It's sunny. People have time to talk to you. Hotels are less expensive. There's great deals because half the town is vacant. I mean, if you go on and search hotels, there's just discounts everywhere. We were spending for like 4-star hotels, 3- and 4-star hotels, somewhere between like $90 and $120 a night with breakfast, which is a really good deal for the quality in which we were receiving.
So if I want to do this, how do I do it? Did you fly in and rent a car or how do you
handle it? Yeah, we flew in and rented a car in Denver and then we dropped it off in Boise. So we actually spent the night in Boise and I had never been there before. I mean, I've driven through Idaho, I don't know how many times, but I always, for whatever reason, bypass that town. And I really enjoyed it. There were some great cafes, great restaurants, very lively town by the state capitol.
The notion of traveling without a reservation, I think, can maybe present a challenge to some people. Is there a good way to do this? Is there a time to look for that reservation or look for that booking?
Yeah. So if you're in the off season, what I find is, you know, you can even wait till 3 o'clock that afternoon because a lot of times there's so many vacant rooms in a city like Sun Valley that they'll drop the rates. You know, everyone's competing at that point. And so rates will actually drop a few hours before nightfall. Don't be afraid just to wait it out and look for a better deal at 3 o'clock in the afternoon the day that you're arriving somewhere.
Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can learn more about traveling in the Mountain West on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.